The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County. This is the Wake Up Crew.
Get up in the morning, feeling mighty weak, a tossing and a turn. Well, I ain't had no sleep, oh baby, what roads all I've taken?
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
I gotta know, gotta know, gotta know.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the 1,574th episode of this show.
Wow.
When we first had the original idea of this show, the concept of this show, Brian, what were we looking at? Maybe 3 months to a year?
Of doing the show?
Yeah, that would. Or did you have the dream that we would be on this long?
I thought once we started, we'd be here forever.
Really? You did?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you were thinking more like it was Seinfeld, a show about nothing.
Well, it is, but it's still here. You know, I was looking through our folder here of all the recordings and all the bits and stuff that we have in today in history. And in there are the 2 hours that we did on our 100th show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Let me see what the date was on that, because it was, been a while now.
Well, that would tell us our exact starting date.
Well, it was our 100th show, so that was 4/18 of 19.
Wow.
100th show was, what, April 19th of 2019.
We were a COVID show, basically. I mean, 2019, then bam, COVID.
Yeah.
You know, we survived all that.
That was pre-COVID days there.
Yeah. 6 years. Oh, man.
Didn't know what you were getting into,
maybe
did you?
Maybe I should have waited about a year or two before I decided to come up with a show and know where I'd had a couple of years just to relax. But, no, here I am. Martin Luther King holiday is coming up next Monday.
Mm-hmm. Another day out of school for the kids.
Now, you say that kind of sarcastically.
Well.
They're out of school. They have a right to be out of school on that day.
Just wait till a long February that you've got.
We'll have a 12-inch snow, something like that. Also, I must tell you that it's Friday.
It's finally Friday. I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's finally Friday. Forget the working blues and let the good times roll.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
We've got some basketball action coming up tonight.
Yeah.
We'll be at Oakland, correct?
Oakland Seagull.
Ooh, that should be a good one, yeah. So I'll be back for that.
Thanks.
I kind of missed Tuesday night, sorry.
It's all part of it. Grandfather duties called.
Well, you know, when you get a chance, you got to go see them. So, I'm looking forward to that Seagull Oakland. That should be a good one.
Are you looking forward to tomorrow morning? It's the latest we've ever started a year of the coaches show.
Oh yeah, that's so unfortunate too. I just thought about that the other day when
Did
I was
you?
Saying gosh, we're gonna start late. That'll be boys day, right?
Yep.
Okay, so we skip the girls due to weather and we're gonna go right into boys.
Yeah, so okay. We'll have a lot to talk to the girls about because we'll
right
jumping into district play already this week. So and then we've got about a month, and then it'll be tournament time.
It'll be my first time to talk to Barry Wertman of the Blackman Blaze.
Yeah.
This coming Saturday. I still haven't seen the girls, the first 3 girls, yet.
I know.
I haven't talked to them yet. Oh, well, that's kind of weird.
I haven't talked to the last 3 girls yet either.
Yeah. It's just been a wacky world, hasn't it, that we live in this year.
Yeah. But the calendar's been off.
You know where it started? It started with Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
That messed everything up.
It did. It really did. And
the nerve of it to be that late.
I know.
But
and then the nerve of Mother Nature dumping snow and ice.
And we did, what, one game after, you know, before Christmas? And,
yeah. This has been the first back-to-normal week that we've had, and it's crazy. The week before, we only had one game, I think, because of a Friday MTSU game or something like that. So,
well, I meant to ask you about Saturday. Did you get someone to work the game on Saturday? Was Mike able to get here?
No. Dalton did that.
Dalton did it. Mm-hmm. Oh, made some money. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good. I was a little worried about it. I thought maybe you were going to do it because you showed me a picture, which you do weird pictures you send me of the thermostat.
That was Dalton who sent that.
Oh, okay.
When he was here.
Yeah. And it was like 42 degrees. So it was crazy.
It was 65.
Well, we got to have a great show today. I don't know what we're going to do. We've got to have a great show because it's Friday, and we've got to have a great show for that coming up. Let's take our first look at the weather. It's 617.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Clouds be on the increase today with highs topping out near 56 degrees. Wind south southeasterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Rain showers become likely. Lows drop to 44. Wind south 5 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible. And then more showers on Saturday with highs approaching 51. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 25.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
She wrote this letter and gave it to my dad to have the minister to read at the funeral. It was very healing for the kids, even for the grandkids.
Let the Murfreesboro Funeral Home help your family when experiencing loss of a loved one.
When we started our flagship restaurant on Broad Street, who would have known we'd have grown and touched each four corners of Rutherford County? Now we have locations in South Murfreesboro, Smyrna, West Murfreesboro, and the original on 860 Northwest Broad Street.
Swing by one of our four locations after a game for some good food and fun.
Thank you, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Rutherford County.
Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you.
Good food and fun.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart, and as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
When news breaks, when traffic's horrendous, when the weather's bad, be the first to get the news, traffic, and weather you want with a text alert from News Radio WGNS. Free text alert. Sign up online at WGNSradio.com.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Monsi Bolaños.
Clippers roll past the Trailblazers 118-89, and the Kings held on to beat the Rockets 132-127, snapping Houston's five-game winning streak. It was all Thunder against the Cavaliers. OKC came out on top 134-114. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 40 points and 8 assists in the win. In college hoops, number 16 Gonzaga and Oregon State in overtime. Oregon State up 86-83. On the ice, Alex Ovechkin is getting closer.
He gets the puck back. He turns it maybe into a two-on-one. Coming with Ovechkin. He fires. He scores. He scores. Alex Ovechkin in overtime. Game-winning goal here in Ottawa. Alex Ovechkin gets goal 874. And the Capitals win it 1-0.
You just heard on the Capitals Radio Network.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
21 after the hour. Man, am I glad this week's over.
Yeah, me too.
It's been a weird week, I'm telling you. We're powered by Middle Tennessee Electric through Sharing Change. MTE has contributed over $11 million to local nonprofits supporting meaningful causes in our community. Learn more at sharingchange.org. You know what our problem is? We are all out of sleep whack.
That is my problem for sure.
It is. It's where I'm just totally out of it. I've got to go to bed. I've just got to make myself go.
Well, I tried to do that the other night, make myself go to bed. I laid there, and then an hour went by. I dozed off probably. Had to go to the bathroom, got up, dozed back off again, had to get up again. It's just like it was a vicious cycle.
You're not really getting a sound sleep.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Had weird dreams.
It all started because Thanksgiving was late. I'm telling you, that's exactly right. So. Our song of the day today. We're doing winter songs, and would you like to introduce this one, sir, for our Friday?
Well, this is maybe a newer song from the country genre. Here's the Zac Brown Band.
You said I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said you're a rambling man, and you ain't gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving.
That's a good song.
I like it.
Born yeah. Zac Brown Band out of the country. Well, Jen Ray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, me. I want to tell you, you can go to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand, and even watch on Big G TV. That's WGNSradio.com/listen.
Be sure to get the forward slash in.
Do they even use the backward slash anymore? Does anybody still use that?
I don't use it.
Yeah, I don't.
I think it's kind of common knowledge, but who am I to disagree?
Well, Dalton definitely makes us aware of that situation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, we have some good news today.
What's that?
Susie Trammell. She's today's good neighbor of the day for her awesome professional puppy obedience training.
Wow.
I need a puppy I need to send down there. She's just so wonderful. Susie Trammell's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS.
Okay, well, that is today's good neighbor of the day. Send in your good neighbors. Easily done. Texting neighbor 2615-893-1450. You'll get a reply from us. Just tap on the link that you get from the text and fill out the information it asks for. Click submit. You can get to that same form at WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. And a reminder, if you want to send in your birthdays, your anniversaries for today or tomorrow, 17th, 18th, 615-893-1450 is the number, and it's the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. Get them in before about 7:30. You know, there's a company in Japan that has a school that teaches you how to be funny.
Really?
It opened in 82. About 1,000 students take the course every year.
Wow, you've never been there, have you?
No.
The residents at Stones River Manor love the activities and the environment.
They have everything. They have exercise class. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much. Everyone is so friendly. They really want to make you happy here.
Stones River Manor, serving the community since 1977.
And you have the little thing around your neck that you can press a button if you need help right away. I feel very safe here.
Stones River Manor in Murfreesboro, near the intersection of Haynes Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Welcome to the Restore. What are you looking for today?
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We got it here at the Restore.
Find it at the Restore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the Restore.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the Restore.
We got it.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Donnelly. Several Tennessee state legislators have recently been served subpoenas in connection to an upcoming corruption trial involving former House Speaker Glenn Cassata and his ex-chief of staff Cade Cothran, reports WSMV. The duo were indicted in August of 2022 on multiple charges, including theft from programs receiving federal funds, bribery, and kickbacks. They plead not guilty to those charges. Of those being served subpoenas is House Majority Leader William Lamberth. The Memphis International Airport says 2024 was a record-breaking year. The airport had 300 more scheduled flights in 24 compared to 23 and also remained the busiest cargo airport in North America. 4.9 million passengers traveled through. The airport says terminal upgrades are on the way this year. More news in 30 seconds.
When you struggle with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you get used to not feeling 100%.
I thought that was how it had to be. Until I discovered the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. They told me about new medications that weren't around back when I was diagnosed. They helped me find a specialist who gave me a new treatment plan. I'm feeling better than I ever thought I could. Don't settle for not feeling your best. Take action today to take care of yourself. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
Two state wildlife agencies will begin work to remove feral pigs from Land Between the Lakes National Recreation Area sitting along the Tennessee-Kentucky border. Reports say the feral swine and non-native species are not only threatening visitor safety and cultural sites, but they're also digging up native plants and farmland. In addition, officials say they endanger the native species in the area. The USDA will partner with wildlife authorities in Tennessee and Kentucky to use aerial operations and bait trapping to euthanize feral swine at the recreation area. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Wow.
Excuse me.
Wow.
Got caught. I just had a drink of soda and man, went down the wrong pipe. Anyway, it wasn't quite that bad. 27 minutes after the hour, almost, well, 28 minutes after the hour. It was 30 seconds of coughing. And we are going to remind you that we have Good Neighbor Events, and we've got weather, we've got traffic, all coming up in a few minutes, and of course, Rewind, and also Today in History. That's just around the corner.
Ooh.
Yeah, like nice teas. Did you tell me the other day that peanuts M&M's have a new flavor out? Was that on our snack food report?
Well, we tasted them over Christmas, the okay. Toasted
Well,
peanut.
They got a new one other than that. We didn't like the toasted ones.
No, I didn't.
They've got... And it's coming back. Peanut butter and jelly M&Ms.
Mm-hmm. I've heard about those. Have you had one?
I have not. They're not exactly like the strawberry and peanut butter ones that were first back in 2009.
See, I don't remember those.
The candies will ditch the strawberry for a more traditional PB&J flavor, which I'm looking to see whether they say what flavor that is.
That should be grape.
I would think it would be grape. It would be my choice.
Yeah.
But I don't see that it's not saying it.
When you think of peanut butter and jelly, you think of grape jelly. But I prefer grape jam over jelly. Jam just spreads better.
Wow.
That's my personal opinion.
Well, jelly is just kind of wiggly and just it's really hard to spread it right evenly. Yeah.
Jam spreads and it tastes the same to me. I don't.
Well, jam has actual fruit in it, doesn't it? Isn't that the difference?
Maybe so.
I mean, like strawberry jam has actually where grape and strawberry jelly is just the flavor.
The flavor.
Yeah. But I like the jelly better on a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Do you?
Yeah.
What is the ratio peanut butter to jelly? More peanut butter than jelly or more jelly than peanut butter?
I usually put more peanut butter than jelly.
See, I like them that way.
You like them with more peanut butter?
I do.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really thick. I put the peanut butter on pretty thick.
Crunchy or creamy?
Peanut butter?
Mm-hmm.
Creamy with a sandwich.
Yeah. I used to, when I was a kid, it was crunchy all the time.
My wife.
But now I like creamy.
My wife used to never, she would only have crunchy. She liked to have that, you know, I guess.
The texture.
Yeah. But to me, it ruins a sandwich. I don't know. I don't get into it.
Well, I had
depends on the peanut butter too. What kind?
Yeah.
What flavor?
Lunch with maybe it wasn't lunch. At some point, Dalton and Megan and I were talking, and it was about peanut butter and jelly. And apparently, Dalton is too much of the ratio from what she likes, and I'm not sure. I can't remember now what it is.
Oh,
peanut butter to jelly.
I don't know. There's nothing like a good peanut butter and jelly. You can't go wrong. Now, the bread has to be right, too. I mean.
Yeah. My whole wheat 60-calorie bread, just not cutting it.
No.
Jelly.
I'm really struggling with that diet, by the
way.
Peanut
butter.
Really struggling. What my doctor wants me to do is not what I'm doing.
Oh.
So.
Is he or she going to be mad at you?
Might. I've got 4 months to.
Uh-oh.
Lose some weight, and I'm not doing it like I need to do it. She wants me to do low carb.
Really?
White, no white, nothing in the diet, white.
Nothing white.
No. Now, you could do probably whole wheat bread.
Yeah.
But nothing white. So I don't know what's going to happen.
That's not going well for you, though?
No, but I've got to make up my mind because I'm trying to, you know, doing this competitive weight loss thing that he will quit when he gets to his weight goal. And they're like, oh, I don't need to lose anymore. Okay, I'm
done. It's going to take a while.
Oh, we got to get to today in history.
Okay.
It's time for today.
Okay, just in I'm gonna talk over him. Yeah, I got you. There you go. There you go. I'm running out of time. Sorry. what is today? The 17th?
It is.
Okay. Joseph Kennedy in 1938 becomes the 44th United States ambassador to the United Kingdom.
Was not very popular either.
No, he was not. 1976, I Write the Songs by Barry Manilow hits number one.
I write the songs that make
not a fan of Barry Manilow.
Not a fan, no.
He was big in the 70s, man.
Yeah.
In 1994, Patrick Ewing becomes the first New York player to reach the 15,000-point mark. 1995, the L.A. Rams announced they are moving to St. Louis, and then they moved back to L.A.
Well, this was the last time they moved.
I mean, they were
St.
Louis
Joe
people.
Fisher.
St. Louis people got really upset about all that.
Yeah.
And 1996, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductees David Bowie, Jefferson Airplane, Little Willie John, Gladys Knight, and the Pips, Pink Floyd, the Shirelles, the Velvet Underground, Pete Seeger, Tom Donahue are inducted.
Which is why they're inducting country music singers now.
And Paul Revere and the Raiders are still not in the Hall of Fame. It's a travesty. 2011, Sure Thing, the single released by Miguel. Brandon Brooks is next. Stay here with us.
This is CBS Rewind. January 17th, 1983. The release of the Randy Newman album, Trouble in Paradise, featuring the hit I Love L.A.
I love L.A.
It's dated 1986.
It's your dad.
The release of the action movie,
he's been shot down.
Iron Eagle.
In 3 days, they're going to hang him.
Starring Louis Gossett Jr.
That's the last kind of person in the world unless he's locked up in some stinking cage somewhere.
And this date in 2011.
Such teeth.
Record producer Don Kirshner died at 76. I'm Brendan Brooks. And that's Rewind.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Checking your Rutherford County weather? Clouds be on the increase today with highs topping out near 56 degrees. Wind south-southeasterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight mostly cloudy. Rain showers become likely. Lows drop to 44. Wind south 5 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible. And then more showers on Saturday with highs approaching 51. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 25.
I'm still trying to clean up this wreck over here on Trinity Lane at I-65 as traffic starts to pick up in this area coming southbound on 65 down in this area. This time of the morning, working your way down from the north. Plenty of radar all over Middle Tennessee, especially 24 in certain parts of Rutherford County and Coffee County as well. Hey, Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out this weekend. Order online. It's easy. Prince's Hot Chicken. Chicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests, bees buzzing, rodents running all through my house. Ants chewing wood, and look, there's a mouse. I overrun with pests, pests, but you're gonna be sure. Safe and secure. It's the last rites for those pests. Call the best of the best to get rid of your pests.
893-7111. AmeriCare Services Incorporated. Call us today. 893-7111.
WGNS encourages you to shop local. Let's patronize our local family businesses. Your last chance to buy one and get one free, monthly or yearly passes to the Patterson Community Center or SportsCom is this Sunday. and the Red Cross is critically low on blood. Please give the gift of life. The Polar Bear Plunge will be Saturday, February the 1st at SportsCom. Again, that's the Polar Bear Plunge, Saturday morning, February the 1st. The Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. March is Monday, January the 20th. Registration, fellowship, and food starts at 11 o'clock over at Central Magnet School. And the march begins at noon. It goes to the Patterson Community Center. That's Monday, January the 20th. Don't throw away Old Glory. Bring your tattered American flag to WGNS and let the girls from BSA Troop 2019 at Trinity United Methodist Church retire it with dignity. Plus, we also recycle Bibles. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
Did you just move here? Was the Tennessee summer a surprise? If the heat and humidity caught you off guard, wait until you feel a Tennessee winter. Since 1940, Roscoe Brown has been helping families in this area. And just like you go to the doctor for a checkup, you need to let Roscoe Brown do a winter checkup on your HVAC system. Don't let the approaching Tennessee winter surprise you. Set up a winter HVAC checkup at Roscoe Brown.
Roscoe Brown. RoscoeBrown.com.
You know, everyone has a more. First, it's a pony. Then to be on the cheer squad. Your more grows up just like you do. But your more can still carry you away or make you cheer. At First Bank, banking local gets you more. More of our time, more access to local bankers, more flexibility, and more product choices. Because getting more empowered and confident helps you pursue your more. That never grows old. First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
McCabe Vision Center.
That's what it is cataracts, because it's sort of like a film or...
He's the eye doctor you hear on the radio.
How did you know something was going on?
I had problems driving at night. If I was hitting oncoming traffic, it blinded me, essentially. I had trouble seeing people's features if they were standing with the light behind them.
McCabe Vision Center.
I don't wear my glasses anymore. This is amazing for me because I've worn glasses since junior high, and now I don't have to.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census, and we need your help. An accurate population count means more shared state revenue for things like road repairs, park improvements, and new sidewalks. Here's Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland.
Another big benefit is the more dollars we receive could also help keep our taxes low. We need everyone to participate, so take part in our 2025 special census.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure every resident counts. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
And welcome back to the Wake Up Crew, home of the peanut butter and jelly M&M. No, just kidding. We don't have one. I just think that's going to be a weird taste, though, once kind of getting used to it.
Yeah.
The shell. But it'll be better than that other one you gave us.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Oh. It was pretty nasty.
I never could. You know, usually it grows on you, but that one didn't. That didn't
You know, today in history, you said the Rams moved to St. Louis in 95. Jeff Fisher, it was after that when he left the Titans, so it would have been the early 2000s when he was the one who spearheaded the move back to L.A.
Yeah, yeah.
So they weren't
from. He was from L.A.
Yeah.
Now he lives in Nashville, I think.
Yeah. So. They were not in St. Louis very, very long.
No, and he didn't have a very good record in St. Louis.
No, he sure didn't.
But, you know, timing's everything.
He's always good for 8-8.
Timing is good for everything. All right, and let's see. Dad joke, we got to get it in.
Well, what do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire?
A snowman with a vampire? I don't know.
Frostbite.
I'm going to give that a good. That's good.
Are you?
Yeah, that was good. I kind of, sorry I fell for it, but it's okay. 641, you're listening to The Wake Up Crew.
CBS News Brief. Israeli officials are meeting now to vote on a ceasefire and hostage release agreement signed with Hamas. Reporter Robert Berger is in Jerusalem.
The Security Cabinet is meeting and is widely expected to approve
this deal with a comfortable majority. So that is the first step.
Second, a full parliament vote tomorrow. A hostage release would begin Sunday. Supreme Court could issue its opinion today on a TikTok ban. Massachusetts Democratic Senator Ed Markey is against it.
TikTok has become an integral part of our lives, and that's 170 million Americans. That's over half of our population.
Many Americans are bracing for a polar vortex. They're expecting snow and freezing rain early next week in Louisiana. St. Tammany Parish spokesman Michael Vinceno.
We're not built for this in southeast Louisiana. Try to stay where you're at. It's not because we want to shut down roads. It's because we want to keep our people safe.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Now, an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
Coriana Harding, a 21-year-old Smyrna resident, tragically lost her life Tuesday night after being struck by a vehicle on Murfreesboro Pike near Parks Retreat Drive. According to Metro Police, Harding's car had broken down and she was walking along the road when the incident occurred. Preliminary reports indicate that the driver of a Honda CR-V swerved into the center lane to avoid hitting another vehicle that abruptly braked to avoid Harding. Unfortunately, the Honda struck Harding, who died at the scene. The Honda's driver, who's also 21 years old, remained at the scene and cooperated with authorities. No charges have been filed. Harding's disabled vehicle was found at a short distance away on Murfreesboro Pike. This tragedy serves as a somber reminder for pedestrians and motorists to exercise caution, especially along busy roadways. A monumental $120,000 fundraising goal has been achieved, ensuring that Stewart's Creek High School Red Hawks Band will proudly represent the community at the 60th Presidential Inaugural Parade in Washington, D.C. on January 20th. The campaign received a significant boost when Tractor Supply Company donated $40,000, helping to close the final gap. This marks a historic occasion for Rutherford County as Stewart's Creek becomes the second local band to perform at a presidential inauguration. Murfreesboro Central High School's marching band previously played at President John F. Kennedy's inauguration in 1961. The community's pride is palpable as the Red Hawks Band achievement highlights the region's talent and dedication to excellence. And that's all for now, but if you want a quick way to get your local news every weekday morning, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast available on iTunes, Spotify, and YouTube. And with that, I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it!
Flooring?
We got it!
Furniture?
We got it, here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
We are together almost every day, keeping people's hair from looking like hay. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Those were those hairy days, uh-huh. Hello, this is Charlie Pitts, home of the non-smoking hairstyle and salon. Come on down.
Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer, everything from business cards, brochures, booklets, to banners. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works. We hear a lot people who have been working with printers on the internet, had issues, and they know that if we're working with someone local, that A, they know where to find us, and B, they know that we'll take care of it because we have to take care of our neighbors. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
You feel great at Adam's Place.
Melanie teaches all of our exercise classes. I do the stretch and balance.
Alan Butcher.
Avis is our water aerobics instructor. It's really helped me to overcome some of my arthritis pain, and it's just a wonderful thing that we have here.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adam's Place. Call me for more information about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adam's Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
Get old. Old National Bank, that is. Old National Bank has the experience and service you need to buy a home, make investments, even online and mobile banking. Old National Bank is in the borough on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Old National Bank at 2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard, which used to be Mercury Boulevard.
Visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies at Old National Bank.
Old National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Information you need about preparing your will and estate plans.
Some families don't have an estate plan in place.
It's a really tough topic. You know, my dad several times said, oh, I'm not gonna worry about all that. You can just take care of that when when things go. But I think it's something that's really important, and I think he has started to see the importance of that as well.
And that's local attorney Sonia Wright.
Well, nobody wants to talk about death. Unfortunately, it usually comes up once someone has passed away or once there is something happening.
How long does it take to put this together?
It's an ongoing process. We can come in and we can get your wills done quickly because it's not something that you just set up and then you're done. I mean, you need to think about the changes in your life. We have a questionnaire that we send out that kind of gives the overview of everything. And then we set up a time to meet with the individual, make sure that we understand exactly what the needs are.
I've heard some scary stories about people who decide to put it together themselves.
You know, we definitely have a do-it-yourself mindset. We actually had someone that hand wrote out some of their wishes, and unfortunately, because it didn't meet the requirements in Tennessee, those wishes probably will not be upheld for them.
It's never too early to do your estate planning, and that's information you need from WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew. WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 6:48. It's Friday. We're glad.
Mm-hmm.
We're very happy that it's Friday, and we hope that you are too. Be careful driving out there today. There's no ice to contend with, no snow, but it's still, you know, it's a Friday in Murfreesboro. What can I say?
Yeah.
So I've got appointments I've got to go to after this show this morning.
You?
Yeah. Going to the allergy and skin doctor.
What are they going to do there?
Moles. Mole removal.
Wow.
For some reason, when you get older, moles start to, like, pop out just, like, crazy. I don't know. I've had to have one removed from my face, underarms. So.
Wow.
I go about once every 2 months now. Let's remove some more moles.
Jeez.
So.
You're mole man.
Do you have any trouble with moles? It's heredity. My family's.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I think it is kind of that way, isn't it?
Yeah. So.
I don't have too many. That I know of.
But at the Skin and Allergy Center, if anybody's looking for a place to go, ooh, free plug.
I've got, I've determined that since there's no one at home, now when you have like a back scratch or, you know, like something you want to scratch on your back, it's kind of hard to do that. There's nobody around to say, scratch my back.
Well, we've hit an all-time low here on the program.
You made me think about that when you talked about moles.
You need to get you a back scratcher.
I guess.
One of the suggest, you know, they're great for me.
I tried to reach around and whatever, and then I caught a cramp in my side, and I had to go lay down on the bed because I couldn't reach it.
My youngest granddaughter, she has like psoriasis kind of stuff, you know, going on skin, and she'll want me to scratch her back, like. She would do it 24/7. I said, it's going to bleed. Oh, no. Take that knife and scrape it with it.
Scrape it.
Here's some scissors. Rub across the back. Oh, bless her. But she's a strong little thing. But, but just going to go there. And then I've got another appointment, too. And then when you get my age, Brian, you have to go to, you know, checkups and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah. I do that twice a year.
I've got to go to the heart doctor next week. So... Fun. It's always in January, though. I think they want to take all your insurance money, you know, like
pay your copays. Yeah, that's the highest cost.
Everything. Yeah, pay your copays and all that stuff. So, anyway, I don't know. It's tough being old, man. You're gonna know.
Yeah,
getting there slowly.
It's not slowly either. It's pretty fast, actually.
An update on Tom Nolan, by the way. We reported his sledding the other day.
Yes, yesterday.
He did recover.
Okay.
And then he put his wife on a sled, and she went down fine.
Oh, of course she did.
You know what I mean? Well, she's athletic.
Yeah.
You know?
More so than Tom, for sure.
That's true. Oh, we got birthdays to settle. Let's do that.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today.
Wow.
Happy birthday to you.
What a list.
There he is. Oh, yeah. Get the right paper in front of me. Wow, boy, I don't know if we're going to have time.
That was a little subtle hint.
All right, here we go. 1706, happy birthday to Benjamin Franklin. Inventor, ambassador, writer. He did a lot of everything.
He did.
1829, Catherine Booth, co-founder of the Salvation Army. I'm sure you know all about that. Known as the Army Mother.
All right, yeah.
1899, Al Capone, American gangster, born in Brooklyn, New York. They finally got him for bootlegging. Then, although he had some people killed, I think, in the process. 1922, Betty White, American actress, comedian with the longest TV career of a female entertainer. Being a friend, travel down the road and back again. Your heart is true, you're a pal and a confidant. You know what her final words were?
What's that?
Something like, I'm coming home to you, Alan. Alan Ludden. That make you cry, doesn't it?
I mean, he died.
Yeah, she never.
She lived 30 or 40 years or more.
1928, Vidal Sassoon, British-American hairstylist and CEO of Vidal Sassoon. And 1931, James Earl Jones, American Tony, Emmy, Grammy, and Golden Globe winner. The Great White Hope, Star Wars. He was the voice of Darth Vader, Field of Dreams. Born in Mississippi, passed away, I think, last year. And I think that's who
your father,
Dalton, was saying, has gave permission to use his voice.
Disney,
for
Mufasa and Star Wars.
1942, Muhammad Ali, American boxer. We all know about him if you grew up in my era, anyway. 1949, Andy Kaufman, American comedian and actor. Played Latka in Taxi. A strange guy.
Very strange.
In 1962, another strange guy, Jim Carrey, who played Andy Kaufman, Canadian-American actor, and I've known him. I think his greatest role was Dumb and Dumber.
It was a pretty dumb movie, but it was funny.
It was really good. 1964, Michelle Obama, first African-American U.S. First Lady, born in DeYoung, Illinois. They grew up together, didn't they? Didn't they go to school?
I think so. Maybe college, at least.
Yeah. In 1980, Zooey Deschanel, American actress, almost famous, and New Girl. I think that's how you say her last name, is it?
Deschanel.
Deschanel, okay. She's married to, I think she's married to one of the Property Brothers.
Oh.
Yeah. And Jake Paul, 1997. And that's celebrity birthdays. Here are the local birthdays for you, and we've got a bunch. Today, Mike Gentry, Brandon Burks, Pam Burris, Shirley Puckett, Amy Jones, Paula Bell, and tomorrow, Lisa Mitchell, Steve Morton, Henry Ward, Senator Shane Reeves, Stephanie Bragman, and Larry Collins.
Those are the names we have right now. If you want to call or text in, you can get the names for today and tomorrow on the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club, 893-1450.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Clouds be on the increase today with highs topping out near 56 degrees. Wind south southeasterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight mostly cloudy. Rain showers become likely. Lows drop to 44. Wind south 5 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible. And then more showers on Saturday with highs approaching 51. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 25.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios. Take control of your account management and energy consumption with the MyMTE app. Download from the App Store and manage your account, improve your energy habits, and more. MTE, serving to make life better since 1936.
Good morning. Latest accident's going to be in Rutherford County westbound I-24. It's going to be just past Medical Center Parkway before you get up to 840. Again, this is going to slow down that traffic. traffic that's coming out of Murfreesboro, Rutherford County, headed towards Nashville off 24 westbound before 840. Also a crash westbound Briley Parkway here at I-24 north of town. Give yourself extra time. I hear it's starting to pick up. Prince's Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out this weekend at princeshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Looking for a lift kit for your truck or Jeep and need the right experts to install it? Look no further than Tire World. In Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Luverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Novatech, Middle Tennessee's local office technology and document solutions expert, reflects the additional managed IT and print services now available to area businesses. Visit Novatech.net. Novatech provides businesses with a predictable experience at a predictable expense. Novatech offers free cost analysis so you may easily choose the exact solutions to meet your needs within your budget. Visit Novatech.net. That's Novatech.net.
There's a lot going on here. Entertainers come in 3 or 4 times a week. I'm Greg Shannon. Come and check out Adam's Place. Of all the places we checked, it was by far the most comfortable. People make a difference in your life. And here, when we first got here, you know, they come up and said, hey, join us for dinner. They just want you to be part of the community, you know? Just feel so welcoming.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me from about Adam's Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard.
Calls for free Wendy are growing louder.
I feel like I am in prison. You understand what I'm saying?
Former talk show host Wendy Williams speaking out pretty bluntly about her legal conservatorship on the Breakfast Club radio show this week. Her first interview since her aphasia and dementia diagnosis in 2023 and that bombshell documentary that aired after. In the interview, Wendy fiercely denying she's cognitively impaired. She's currently at a wellness center here in New York. And we told you about Fire Aid, the concert to benefit wildfire relief in L.A. Now we have names. Dave Matthews Band, Billie Eilish, Jelly Roll, Stevie Nicks, and a whole lot more. It happens January 30th. It'll stream on Paramount Plus. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It is 2 minutes till 7 o'clock. We've got news coming up at the top of the hour. Don't forget that. And hour number two of the Wake Up Crew. Susie Trammell's today's good neighbor of the day for her awesome professional puppy obedience training. She's just so wonderful. Susie Trammell's going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. Yeah, see if she can train little Skeeter.
Well, that's a ladybug.
But good luck.
Yeah. Okay, that is today's Good Neighbor of the Day. You can send us a good neighbor by texting neighbor to 615-893-1450 or WGNSradio.com/good neighbor. Also, that phone number that I just gave you, that's the number to send in birthdays or anniversaries. Slick Pig Barbecue in about an hour is going to give away some banana pudding, and you could be the winner if you get your name in the hat or that of someone that you know. 615-893-1450. Call or text.
The city of Murfreesboro is growing, and we need your help to prove it by participating in the special census. It's fast and easy. Complete the form online at murfreesborocensus.com.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
And count me in, because we've got the news coming up at the top of the hour, and I'm in for hour number two of the Wake Up Crew.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Awaiting a Gaza hostage release.
There's, I would say, cautious optimism.
The clock ticks down.
A ban on TikTok would have devastating repercussions.
L.A. landslide danger.
The infrastructure under thousands of homes have been compromised.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, a day after objections were raised by Israel, the Gaza ceasefire deal appears back on track. CBS's Rami Innocencio has the latest from Tel Aviv.
A baby rescued from the rubble in Gaza City. Israel's military has ramped up bombing since the deal went public, says our CBS News team in Gaza. Approximately 100 people have died since then. Outside Tel Aviv's defense ministry last night, some Israelis demanded the government to sign the deal. Phase one will undoubtedly be fragile. Israel would free up to 1,000 Palestinian detainees for 33 Israeli hostages.
I'm having mixed feelings for the last week.
But Eli David has to wait longer. His brother, Avatar, would be released later in phase two.
We expect to hear from the U.S. Supreme Court today as a new law that could ban TikTok is set to take hold Sunday. CBS's Jan Crawford says people who rely on the app for everything from news to income are anxious.
Do you guys not realize the impact that this will have on the economy?
To the U.S. government, I'm never forgiving you for this.
With the clock ticking on TikTok, Washington scrambles for more time. Democratic senators urged President Biden to take advantage of a 90-day extension in the law, but the law only allows for an extension if a viable deal to sell the app is on the table. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who spoke with Biden, pledged to work with the Trump administration to keep TikTok alive while protecting our national security.
My voice is going to be silenced.
Stephen King, a lifestyle guru on TikTok with 6.8 million followers, says a ban equates to ending the American dream for millions.
This platform is giving every single person in every demographic of population the same exact voice and reach.
TikTok, which is owned by a Chinese-based company, is hoping the Supreme Court will rule the law violates the First Amendment.
The national security risks were always real.
But legal and national security experts like Alan Rosenstein says that's unlikely because Congress and the White House said TikTok is a national security threat.
And it's a terrible practice for Congress to say, hey, these national security risks no longer apply because some users might get mad at us. I mean, how are we supposed to take them seriously going forward?
And CBS's Nancy Cordes, who's covering the Trump transition, tells us the social media platform will have representation at Monday's inauguration.
The latest is the CEO of TikTok. He is going to be joining Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos, and the CEOs of Apple and Google, who have all been invited to sit right up on the platform where Trump will be sworn in alongside Trump family members, former presidents, and cabinet picks. One other interesting development from here in Palm Beach yesterday, Trump announced that he was naming John Voight, Mel Gibson, and Sylvester Stallone to be his, quote, special envoys to Hollywood.
President Biden is commuting the sentences of nearly 2,500 people convicted of nonviolent drug offenses. The action announced this morning gives Biden the presidential record for most individual pardons and commutations. In a statement, he says he's looking to undo disproportionately long sentences compared to current law. Now to California, there's a new danger in many of the burned-out sections of Los Angeles County, possible landslides. Here's CBS's Rob Marciano.
As crews improve containment on the Palisades and Eaton fires, there's a new concern. A home in Pacific Palisades, lucky to survive the fire, then splitting completely in half.
The infrastructure under thousands of homes have been compromised.
The saturated grounds along hillsides have become unstable and threaten the ability for some residents to return.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When was the last time you said, I love? No, really. When was the last time you said, I love my pillow? We think we know why this is so difficult. Because your pillow sucks. That's right. As soon as you lay on it, it needs to be scrunched and adjusted, which some pitch man convinced you is a good thing. And in the middle of the night, it starts all over again. I Love My Pillow is not a cheap infomercial pillow. In fact, for the last 10 years, I Love My Pillow has only been available in the finest bedding shops. The secret to I Love My Pillow is in our proprietary homemade foam. I guarantee you'll be saying, I love my pillow. Go to ilovemypillow.com to get sized for your custom-made pillow, handcrafted in the heart of America. I guarantee this pillow won't suck or your money back.
Order now and get a free travel pillow. Just put promo code LOVE, that's promo code LOVE, at ilovemypillow.com.
Rudy Giuliani has settled with two Georgia elections workers in a deal that will pay them an unspecified amount, and he's promised to never defame them again. Attorney Joseph Camerota read a statement from the former Trump lawyer.
This resolution does not involve an admission of liability or wrongdoing of any of the parties. I have been able to retain my New York co-op and Florida condominium and all of my personal belongings.
There's a confirmation hearing today for President-elect Trump's Homeland Security pick.
South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem will be questioned by members of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee.
I'm going to be listening to how Governor Noem responds to queries about domestic terrorism.
CBS News National Security contributor Samantha Vinograd.
And also how she plans to get funding for the mass deportations.
Noem served in the House of Representatives before being elected governor, which may help her navigate the congressional appropriations process. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Three lawyers who once represented the late Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny have been jailed for up to 5 years. They were arrested in 2023 before Navalny's death in prison on charges of being involved with extremist groups. The latest test of the SpaceX Starship rocket ended with mixed results. The booster was successfully recaptured at the launch pad in Texas, but the spacecraft had trouble.
It appeared to break up right as it was reaching space. We don't yet know why. SpaceX promises an explanation after they look at the data, but they confirm the vehicle came apart for some reason.
CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood, the plan is for a Starship to eventually carry people to the moon. Apple is putting a stop to sending out news summaries generated by artificial intelligence. News organizations complained that those summaries often got facts and headlines wrong. Director Ron Howard calls David Lynch a fearless artist. Lynch, the groundbreaking director who dipped into the dark and surreal, died yesterday at 78. He broke through with The Elephant Man in 1980. Along the way, there was the small-town discomfort in Blue Velvet and the TV sensation Twin Peaks, critic Leonard Maltin.
You couldn't mistake a David Lynch film for anybody else's. His work had his fingerprints all over it. That's part of what made him special.
Time on the Roundup, 8 past the hour.
Now at Staples, find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Something amazing is happening in education. Students are inspired and engaged. That's because school districts consulted with CDW, who designed modern classroom solutions with pre-configured HP devices, making learning more accessible, secure, and immersive. Now when students study topics like elephants, it feels like elephants are there with them. HP and CDW. Make amazing happen. Learn more at cdw.com/hppsg.
Get the latest national news all day from CBS News Radio right here on News Radio WGNS. I'm Steve Kathan. Now back to Brian, John, and Dalton for more of the Wake Up Crew.
I'm Brian Barrett. Good morning, everybody. John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett here with us as well as we continue at 7:09 with the Wake Up Crew. Time for a check of traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by a Murfreesboro tradition. That's Toots.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Toots, good food and fun.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Clouds be on the increase today with highs topping out near 56 degrees. Wind south southeasterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight mostly cloudy. Rain showers become likely. Lows drop to 44. Wind south 5 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible. And then more showers on Saturday with highs approaching 51. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 25.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning, THP. Still working this wreck out in Rutherford County right now. A little bit of rubbernecking going on 24 westbound. They crashed just past Medical Center Parkway before you get up to 840. Again, all that traffic coming out of Rutherford County, Murfreesboro, this time of the morning is heavy anyway up through there past 840 as it gets busier now. 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has new items on the menu. Check them all out this weekend. Order online. It's easy. PrincessHotChicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel.
Hear our sermons on WGNS Sunday night at 7:30.
Our sermons are loaded with the keys of the kingdom. If you don't have the keys, you'll be stranded.
Visit HolyHillChapelTN.org to hear our podcast.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
Good morning, Rutherford County.
It's a beautiful day.
It's the Wake Up Crew on News Radio, WGNS.
It is a beautiful day. It is January the 17th, 2025, episode 1474. But the reason that we are giddy and believe that it's a beautiful day is Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's Friday.
Friday.
It's the end of the week. Time to freak. Been working real hard. Losing sleep. Collect my pay. Time to play. Let's all say, hey!
It's Friday.
Ah, yeah. Nothing like a good Friday morning to get you going. Get your cup of coffee brewing this morning. Yeah, get it down. Because, as we all know,
I need coffee.
You don't need coffee.
I need coffee.
Yes. I need coffee. On this Friday morning, let's see. Coming up on the show, what we're watching. I have a few things for what we're watching this morning. Some local stuff, too. We're going to play some trivia, a game or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out as the morning goes along and get us out of here. So let's jump right into our song of the day. So many things that I want to talk about this morning. Song of the day, as we wrap up some of the best winter songs, this is from the Zac Brown Band.
I said I want to see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said you're a rambling man. You ain't.
Love the harmonies in that. Colder Weather is the name of the song from the Zac Brown Band. John, the NFL is considering a rules change.
Again?
Yep. Listen at this. Replacing the onside kick.
Okay.
Teams would get one down to convert a 4th and 20. And if they get the 20 yards, they maintain possession of the ball. If they don't, they just turn it over on downs to the other team. So you'll have one down to get 20 yards instead of an onside kick. They want to take the kicking game totally out of football, it sounds like to me.
Well,
the kickoff thing I hate. I'm not a fan.
So you have to tell them now that you're doing an onside kick.
Uh-huh.
So that's ruined that.
Right. And I think that's
part
of it.
The new kickoff really, to me, hasn't – I don't think it's really helped anything. They may have had a few run backs, but when the kicker can kick it to the end zone.
Right.
You know, so I don't know. I don't really think that's a good idea. Somebody will get beat doing by that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
But I guess it does give you a chance. But you get the same chance with the onside kick, but again,
but
you have to call it.
Who determines whether it's 20 yards or 25 or 15? Or it's like you're getting an extra down to me. But
well, you get one chance to get 20 yards, and if you get that 20 yards or more, you get possession of the ball. So you go down and you score, and instead of doing an onside kick, you get one chance to get a 20-yard pickup, and if you do, you get the ball. If you don't, it goes over to the other team, just like the kickoff would.
I understand it, but yeah. I don't agree with it.
Yeah, they're tinkering too much.
Yeah. I mean, everybody knows it's going to be an onside kick. Well, they know that anyway. You know, I mean, if you're down by a touchdown with 12 seconds left, everybody knows you don't have to announce it. I mean, you can't. I mean, they have to, but they know you're going to do one anyway. So.
But that's the only level of football that you do have to tell the opponent that you're going to do it.
Right.
Because there are some teams that'll do it second quarter.
Right. Right.
You know, just to kind of surprise
and
them.
And why did they – but that, to me, is the fun part of football. If you're going to risk it.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, otherwise it's just like
one. So one time per game, if they don't want to no onside kick, but they can try to get reach the first down.
Well, see, I don't know that. I mean, what would keep you from every time?
Or when do you do it?
Right.
Yeah.
Or every time if you want to get the ball back to keep the other opponent from
scoring. Of course,
I guess
that's announcing it. So I'm going to go. We're going to go for it.
Yeah. So it lets your defense do whatever they need to do. But, I mean, I just think that that's kind of interesting.
You got a good offensive line and a really strong arm quarterback. You could really make ways with that.
I think you would have to – I don't know. I think you would have to almost designate it's got to be in the fourth quarter or something like that if you were going to do that. Wouldn't you think?
Yeah.
I mean, what would keep you from, you know, right before halftime, hey, I want to keep possession of the ball and try to go up by two scores.
True.
You know, on the other side of that. I don't know. Interesting. We'll see. I don't think that's going to happen.
Are you going to change your play-by-play style, by the way, now that Mike Keith is
going to UT? Oh, he's still going to say sack like he does at UT. Yeah.
So you're going to continue to do it too.
I don't know that I emulate that.
Hmm. My headphones, my eardrums,
eardrums?
To me that you are doing, you still do it.
Hmm. Don't quite shriek like that.
I did it real quiet where it wouldn't scare the audience.
Yeah, don't want to scare anybody. Well, speaking of scared, a new poll shows that almost half of Americans carry around a spare pair of underwear for emergencies.
Huh?
Half of all Americans carry a spare pair of undies.
That amount? Yeah. Half?
Half.
Have you ever done that?
I have not. Do you?
No.
I know a mutual friend of ours that probably should have.
Well,
but
I mean,
the number one reason, in case you have an accident.
Yeah. Well, I guess that probably, I may start carrying a pair then.
The other reason is just in case you spill something or need to change your clothes. But the average American holds on to a pair of undies for about 3 years.
Where do you put it? In the car?
I guess. I mean, I guess ladies would have a purse that they could put it in, but.
Wow. I didn't. I mean, I knew that some people did that, but I didn't know it was half of America.
That's what a new poll says. Keep it in your glove box.
We probably need to poll everybody at football games.
Hey, reach in my glove box and get me the ice scraper. Oh, what's this?
Yeah.
Pair of undies.
Yeah, and my BVDs, if you don't mind.
Jeez. Okay, when we come back, it's what we're watching here on the Wake Up Crew, but right now, sports news, 7:19.
This is News Radio WGNS, primetime sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles. Here's Monsi Bolaños.
Clippers roll past the Trailblazers 118-89, and the Kings held on to beat the Rockets 132-127, snapping Houston's five-game winning streak. It was all Thunder against the Cavaliers. OKC came out on top 134-114. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 40 points and 8 assists in the win. In college hoops, number 16 Gonzaga and Oregon State in overtime. Oregon State up 86-83. On the ice, Alex Ovechkin is getting closer.
He gets the puck back. He turns it maybe into a two-on-one. Coming with Ovechkin. He fires. He scores. He scores. Alex Ovechkin in overtime. Game-winning goal here in Ottawa. Alex Ovechkin gets goal 874. And the Capitals win it 1-0.
You just heard on the Capitals Radio Network.
I am Charlotte Gardner. I've lived in Adams Place for 3 years.
Do you have entertainment?
3 times a week. There's always entertainment. Come on. You can find bridge partners. You can find card game partners. And Mahjong is a very popular game. You never lack for something to do. Never.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
This is a paid legal ad.
When a family member is lost as a result of someone else's negligence, the grief can be unbearable. It also leaves you with a lot of questions like, how did this happen? Who's responsible? And is my family going to be okay? That's a lot to go through, but with the law offices of John Day on your side, you don't have to go through any of it alone. We understand what you're going through, and we have the experience to get the answers, justice, and compensation your family deserves. Call the law offices of John Day.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
Hey, we get it. Life's busy, and the last thing you need to worry about is where your trash goes and how much it's going to cost you. With Middle Point Landfill, Rutherford County residents receive free disposal.
Mike Klassen with Middle Point Landfill.
We pride ourselves in making your waste one less worry. Take it to the curb, and we'll take it from there.
Middle Point Landfill is an environmentally safe, economical, and reliable solution for solid waste for Rutherford County.
Learn more about us at middlepointlandfill.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
722 is the time. It's the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS on a Friday. It's time for What We're Watching.
Meet the Flintstones.
Monday, happy days.
Gilligan's
Island. Men.
Well, John, this last week has been the first week of the Today Show, Hoda and Jenna without Hoda. It's now Jenna and Friends.
Yeah, there's going to be a bunch of friends come in.
Yep. So. Kind of rotating co-host. I think they want to try to find a fit and a permanent host. It's kind of like what Kelly Ripa did for a long, well, several times before they finally settled in on one particular co-host.
And finally that didn't work, so they settled on Mark, her husband.
Yeah. But they did that little thing when it was Kelly and somebody else for a long time again before him.
Yeah. I don't know. I heard Scarlett Johansson's going to have a shot at it, but I don't know that. See, of course, they can mix in celebrities and not really be interested in them, but throw in some other ones.
Well, this week, Taraji A. Henson.
Oh, actress, yeah.
Mm-hmm, was one of the co-hosts. Eva Longoria.
Okay.
And Kiki Palmer have been on that fourth hour. So,
Kiki's interesting.
She is. She's very lively.
I like her.
She might be a good slip in there for a co-host. You mentioned Scarlett.
Wasn't she on GMA3 with Michael Strahan and the other girl, the blonde?
Was she really? I don't know.
I think she was for a while.
Interesting.
Before they got ready to cancel it, and then they changed everybody. Strahan quit and left that part of it.
Let's see. Comedian Michelle Buteau. I don't know her. And Scarlett Johansson in the second week. So, trying to bring in some heavy hitters, I guess, to kind of stabilize and see what happens. And, of course, Craig Melvin is replacing Hoda as co-anchor of the first few hours.
Rightly deserved.
Started this week.
He's been with them for a long time.
Mentioned this a little bit yesterday, too, about Lydia Fielder on Channel 4, a little local news. She is going to be anchoring the 3 p.m. news, and it's solo, her for an hour at 3 p.m., and then she's going to co-anchor the 4 o'clock with Tracy Cornett. And she said, just to clarify, no anchors are leaving. It's just rescheduling. So,
she's a star in the making is what that is.
Yeah.
They want to get her off weekends.
Well, she did say her last comment was, hello, Saturdays and Sundays.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, she's very popular. So I think she'll probably, I think she's their heir apparent to Tracy Cornett, is what I think, eventually.
Oh, really? If she can stay around that long.
Yeah, so.
You've been watching anything of note?
Oh, yeah. I watched Call Me Ted. It's the story of Ted Turner, the owner of the Atlanta Braves. And I really wasn't expecting very much, but that turned out to be really, really good. He's brilliant.
Yeah.
He looks like an – he acts like an idiot, but he's brilliant. That was on, Netflix.
Was it?
Yeah. And then I watched the one on Christopher Reeve, Superman, and the accident and everything that happened. That's such a sad story. You know, she died maybe like 2 years after he did. And so that was a tearjerker. So, but Call Me Ted, I would recommend that. And I was just kind of wasn't really thinking that would be very good, but it turned out to be really good. He's a philanthropist. I mean, he had his hands in a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Gambler too.
Oh, really?
I mean, well, gambling businesses.
Oh, I see.
A little Trumpish, you know,
yeah.
A little bit like that, a little eccentric.
He was kind of like a. He had a lot of money too.
He bought the Braves though, and he didn't have enough money, so he had to borrow the money to buy the Braves.
He must have been just a huge Braves fan and wanted to do that.
Well, he wanted to make his TV station, Channel 17. He figured the Braves would anchor that station and bring it into popularity, which it did.
Which it did, yeah. Interesting. What
have you been watching?
This is weird, but on Sunday, I had wanted to watch it, and I forgot about it, and I saw it pop up again on Hulu from CBS. It was Nate Bargatze's Nashville Christmas.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, he's good.
Did you catch it?
Mm-mm.
Even though it was after Christmas, it was still really good. One of the funniest things that they did, well, he talked about his job at Opryland. He used to work at Opryland, and he was a sweeper, and then he was in charge of the dog kennel until a dog got away. It's like the one thing that you can't do is let a dog get out of the kennel. But he said, you know, now we used to have this beautiful, you know, theme park, and now it's a mall.
Yeah. You know, that's funny. We probably ran into him.
Didn't know.
Yeah.
A star in the making. And you know that Saturday Night Live bit, we played a little bit of it, where he's like George Washington.
Uh-huh.
Well, they did a manger scene, and he was the angel.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like, and henceforth, at Christmas, we'll be putting a pine tree on our home. A pine tree for Christmas? It was a good little bit there. So go back and watch it if you want. It's worth it. And that is what we're watching.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company. And by now, you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
Market declines, unemployment, oil prices. Don't let headlines derail your long-term financial strategy. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. I'll work with you to help you understand the impact of short-term events and how to be positioned for the long term. We provide the tools for a disciplined approach to investing. Call 615-907-7056 for an opportunity to discuss your situation. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
You get the call from your mother, and we started talking, and she decided to move.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
I love her to death, but she's not going to live with me. So then it becomes a process of looking at different locations throughout the whole process. This was the place that I thought she would fit most comfortably and make the adjustment.
I'm Hope Rogers. Visit the Villages of Murfreesboro. I'd love to give you a tour. The Villages of Murfreesboro is located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census, and we need your help. Why? Because our population has grown since 2020, and more people means more funding for our community, $175 per resident per year. This is Mayor Shane McFarland. Please fill out the secure online form at MurfreesboroCensus.com or complete the mailed form. List everyone living in your home. It's that simple. The special census helps us plan for growth and better services.
Count me in.
Hey, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Participate today, and you could even win a $100 gift card.
Folks, I hope you're listening every Sunday night at 8 o'clock to the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We'll talk about some local politics, national politics, all types of topics, all types of guests. That's 8 o'clock Sunday night, Edwin Lee Raymer Show. Talk to you then.
The Wake
Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
We've reached 7:30. It's a Friday morning, January 17th, episode 1574.
And happy birthday today to Mike Gentry, Brandon Burks, Pam Burris, Shirley Puckett, Amy Jones, and Paula Bell. Tamara, Lisa Mitchell, Steve Morton, Henry Ward, Senator Shane Reeves, Stephanie Brackman, and Larry Collins.
Pretty good list of names so far. If you want to add to that list, well, let me remind you, if you've called or texted in already, we have got your name. We'll have it announced coming up here at the top of the hour. If not, here's your deadline, 615-893-1450. It's the Slick Pig Barbecue Birthday Club. If you don't want to be left out, you got to give us a call.
Taking part in Murfreesboro's special census is quick and easy. This is Mayor Shane McFarland. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com, fill out the secure form, or complete the special census letter coming to your mailbox. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
7:31 now, here's traffic and weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Clouds be on the increase today with highs topping out near 56 degrees. Wind south-southeasterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Higher gusts possible. Tonight mostly cloudy. Rain showers become likely. Lows drop to 44. Wind south 5 to 15. Higher gusts remain possible. And then more showers on Saturday with highs approaching 51. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 27.
Good morning. Trying to work this accident over here in Hermitage. It's 40 westbound and Stewart's Ferry Pike. It's over to the side, but it's interrupting all that traffic flow that's coming through that section of Hermitage in from Wilson County. Wrapping up this wreck out here in Bellevue on 40 westbound near OHB. Again, that's trying to improve a bit, but it's been slow through that section of I-40 there in Bellevue at Old Hickory Boulevard as they clean up that wreck with injury. Hey, when you need dependable towing, make sure you call STR Towing and Recovery. Check out strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now, an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Murfreesboro Police are utilizing license plate readers and the Real-Time Crime Center to crack down on criminal activity. The department's recent efforts led to the recovery of a stolen vehicle and the arrest of an 18-year-old driver on multiple charges. According to MPD Public Information Officer Larry Flowers, an LPR camera on South Rutherford Boulevard flagged a stolen Ford Expedition. Officers initiated a traffic stop, and after a brief foot chase, the driver was apprehended. A search of the SUV uncovered a firearm, marijuana, a digital scale, a large amount of cash, and burglary tools. The vehicle was reported stolen from Tullahoma, and the arrest highlights how RTCC technology aids officers in real-time crime prevention and apprehension. And Blackman High School's appeal to overturn the second year of its football probation was denied Thursday by the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association Board of Control. The penalty stems from a post-game altercation during a heated match against Oakland High School last season. The board's decision reaffirms the probation, which affects the school's football program for another year. In addition to Blackman's appeal, the TSSAA discussed financial reports from recent state events and other matters, including requests for exceptions to the co-op rule. The probation penalty underscores TSSAA's commitment to maintaining sportsmanship and accountability within high school athletics. And that's all for now, but for more local news stories in a quick, digestible format, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast. That's available on iTunes, Spotify, and YouTube. The Rutherford Roundup podcast is your quick, local news source every weekday morning. Whether you're walking the dog or having a cup of coffee, be sure to check it out. I'm Dalton Barrett for News Radio WGNS. And I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
When is the best time to move to Adams Place?
We debated coming here for 3 or 4 years before we came, and I wish we had come a little earlier. Everything could be managed here, and that was a great blessing for us all. I've had a lot of support and a lot of friendships that have kept me going.
I'm Terry Deal. Call me about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111. Memorial Boulevard, across from Walmart.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE has provided light, comfort, and connection to our community since 1936. As your trusted energy advisor, MTE is always here to help. Connect online or download the My MTE app.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
The Wake Up Crew continues on News Radio WGNS. Our time 7:35, and it is time for trivia. Today, we are going to try our hand at Nashville trivia.
Uh-oh.
That's right. Nashville trivia.
And you said it was not multiple choice.
It is not.
Mm.
So, question number one. Which famous Nashville venue is known as the Mother Church of Country Music?
Grand Ole Opry? Oh, Ryman
venue.
Auditorium.
Ryman Auditorium would be the correct answer. What popular Nashville show aired on ABC from 2012 to 2018?
Nashville?
Nashville, okay. That's right. Yeah, it was kind of
too easy.
Weird question. Okay. Which street is famous for its honky-tonk bars? Nashville trivia.
What do you think?
I think it's Broadway.
Okay, yeah, go with that.
That is the answer, Broadway.
I had a Printer's Alley was one I was thinking, but that was in the 50s and 60s. So
yeah.
Off Broad.
Let's see. Which university located in Nashville is known for its prestigious law school?
That would be Vanderbilt, I would think.
Let's see. That is Vanderbilt.
Well, you're giving me this look like I'm wrong every time.
Well, I was thinking Harry Medical, but it's medical.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Vanderbilt.
Lawyer. Yeah. Okay.
Which park can you find a full-sized replica of the Parthenon?
Centennial Park.
That is a correct answer. You're rocking this Nashville trivia.
Uh-huh.
Which river runs through Nashville?
Oh, gosh.
I know this one.
I know it, but you go ahead, because...
That would be the Cumberland.
Cumberland, yes.
The Cumberland River runs through
Cumberland
Nashville.
Cumberland.
What is the annual country music festival held in Nashville?
Country Music Festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'd be CMA Fest, I think.
That's what I think it is now, yeah. It used to be something else, like Fanfare or something.
That's right. It was Fanfare before. So, I couldn't remember the name until you said it.
Somewhere along the line, we've got this.
Yeah.
Okay.
CMA Fest. Which museum in Nashville is dedicated to country music?
The Country Music Hall of Fame.
Correct. They also have a museum there, too.
Oh, yeah.
So.
We've been there.
Here we go. This is truly Nashville. Which candy made with marshmallow, caramel, and peanuts was created in Nashville?
Don't see enough of them out there anymore. Goo Goo Cluster.
The good old Goo Goo Cluster.
Go have a Goo Goo. It's good.
Here's an interesting one. Which popular late-night talk show host was born in Nashville?
Now?
I don't think this would...
Late-night talk show host born in Nashville.
Yeah. The only one I could think of would have... Well, Pat Sajak wasn't born in Nashville.
No.
What is the answer? Oh, she didn't... It says Oprah Winfrey, but she didn't host late night. She was a daytime talk show host.
Yeah, yeah. Nullify that one because of the question.
I think that was wrong. Who was the country singer known as the Man in Black?
Well, that would be Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash. Let's see. Which former U.S. president's home is located just outside of Nashville?
Say it again, and let's do this one. Miss Ban, you're going to answer this one, okay? Give you enough time.
Which former U.S. president's home is located just outside of Nashville?
One, two, three, four. Andrew Jackson, the Hermitage?
That is correct. Which was the name of the plantation, which was the next question. I didn't even have to give it to you. You're so on fire.
Wow. I'm guessing it before they even ask it.
Which historic recording studio in Nashville is nicknamed the Home of 1,000 Hits? This one's hard, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I'm thinking, okay, I'm just going to think out loud here. RCA could possibly be it.
That is correct.
Wow.
RCA Studio B.
You didn't even give me a, yeah, RCA.
Finally, in what year was Nashville founded?
I don't know. You know this one.
No, I don't know this one, but it was founded in 1779. That is Nashville trivia.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is the leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
If your job situation is changing because of layoffs or restructuring, you may have to make several decisions. One important decision may be what to do with your retirement plan. Make sure your retirement stays on track. I'm Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and I'd like to help. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056 for a face-to-face appointment. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
What I like to think about Adams Place is it's sort of a pipeline.
Alan Butcher.
You enter in at the independent living end of it, and you go as far as you can. It just happens that my wife is in the memory unit, so I'm able to go over and see her each day, and that works out real well.
Hi, this is Terry Deal at Adams Place. Call me for more information about Adams Place. Phone 615-904-9111.
Adams Place on Memorial, across from Walmart.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Wrapping things up on a Friday morning, 7:42 is the time, and we're about out of time here for the Wake Up Crew, which has been powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. You can take charge of your account management and your energy consumption. Download the MyMTE app. It's very helpful. If you download it from the App Store, you can manage your account from there. Pay your bills, enhance your energy habits, a lot more online. The MTE app, MyMTE. Search for that in the App Store, iOS and Android. We're saying good morning to Susie Trammell today, the good neighbor of the day, for her awesome and professional puppy obedience training. Boy, Susie, I've got a challenge for you.
Boy, do you.
Someone says she is so wonderful. Susie Trammell today receives flowers from Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. That is today's Good Neighbor of the Day.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
All righty, here is today's dad joke. What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire?
I don't know what.
Frostbite.
Replay.
Nice thumbs up for that one.
So we end
always good end of week.
End of the week with a thumbs up. That's always good. Okay, well, this is where we always look back at some of the things that we learned on the show today. So what have we learned?
Yes. Well, we learned we have basketball tonight.
Yep.
We talked about that in the 6 o'clock hour. Coach's show. Boys will be on Saturday morning. We nailed the Nashville trivia
sure that we had.
We did pretty well on that. We talked about what we watched, and I watched Superman, the story of Christopher Reeve and his accident, and Call Me Ted. It's kind of a biography on Ted Turner, really, but it goes a little more in-depth than that.
I have watched like 5 episodes of the Superman on WB.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to finish the season. Then I've got to find the last season. I think it's on the WB app.
Yeah.
So kind of get rolling with that again. So, let's see. We also talked about half of Americans carry a spare pair of undies.
That just boggles my mind.
Yeah.
Really. Half of the country.
Mm-hmm. Kind of nuts.
I'm going to start doing it, though.
Are you?
Yeah. I'll put them in my car, at least.
What are you going to do? Somebody comes up. Hey, John, do you have a spare pair?
Do you want me to put it in my briefcase or something of the games?
Have it on the antenna of your car going down the road.
Okay.
Maybe not. Well, those are a few of the things that we learned here on the show today. Did we talk about... No, that was yesterday. We talked about that NFL rule, wasn't it? I can't remember
now.
Well,
I think it was today.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it was today. Stupid, don't do it.
The conversation is, instead of an onside kick, to give a team one shot at 20 yards. And if you get it, you retain possession. If not, the other team has possession. I just think it would get misused.
I do too.
It'll get used in other ways other than a traditional onside kick.
I just think leave it alone. It's the most popular sport in the world. Yeah. Just leave it alone.
It's just like them tinkering with baseball.
Yeah, they're doing too much of that too.
Well,
I miss those arguments. I miss Bobby Cox getting thrown out. Those were great days.
All right, that's what we learned today. The podcast will be up shortly. Don't forget to check it out.
Next on the Wake Up Crew, stupid, silly stat of the day.
Do you know that Elvis's hair was originally blonde?
Mm-hmm. I did know that.
He started coloring his hair black for an edgier look. Sometimes he would touch it up himself using